Hey, 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 everybody. Lynn Schuster Williams here.
And Brooke Haynes.
And we are talking Frequency 500 today. Brooke, I have missed getting on here and talking about Frequency 500 with you.
I know. It was terrible to have to go sit in a cabin in the woods and have fun for a while because we had to miss our episode time.
We did. But y'all, we had so it was a contribution to the vibration of the planet for us to go sit in the woods in a cabin by a creek in the mountains of North Carolina for a few days. So we are sorry we've been absent, and we're glad to be back.
Yes.
I would even say we're celebrating that we're back.
We are definitely celebrating that we're back. We're celebrating where we've been, and we're celebrating where we are, and we're celebrating where we're going.
Because that's what we're going to talk about today, y'all. We're going to talk about how the cultivating a habit of celebration is a contribution to Frequency 500, to the frequency of love or above. And I just, you know, Brooke, you and I live that, right? And we believe that. It infuses everything we do.
Yeah. And often when I forget to celebrate myself, I'll show up in places like our Unleash Your Unstoppable and also our women's networking groups where we amplify, and also in Celebration Friday. And we'll go into those things to kind of explain. But often when I forget to celebrate for myself, I am there and ready and excited to celebrate for others. Yeah. And then I get to celebrate myself. Because it's not always easy to tap into a celebration for myself, but it's always easy for me to tap into a celebration for someone else.
Right. That's so, why is that? I guess we're taught that way, right? There are all kinds of tapes and programs playing in our heads that our parents or our teachers or whatever planted there. And there might be like a connection between the idea of celebrating ourselves and like, it's not nice to brag, or some other message that we picked up along the way, right? But the truth is that celebrating ourselves, you know, listeners might say, well, of course I celebrate when something good happens, right? But that's not what we're talking about. I mean, it is. That's great. Celebrate when good things happen, for sure. Celebrate. Make it your first go-to reaction, for sure. But what the real power is in cultivating a practice and a habit of looking for the good, for celebrating even when it's not obvious. And so what you just said, Brooke, about showing up in a space where, you know, we're showing up to celebrate with other people, and to celebrate other people and to dial into their celebrations, that seems easier sometimes. Like sometimes you just have a week, right?
Of course. And you know what, Lynn, you have started a thing called Celebration Friday. I don't know, 3 years ago, we started it. I say we, cause I've been there from the beginning, but
yes,
you started it in this coffee house. And then when COVID hit, we moved it online. Celebration Friday, where every Friday, and it's networking, right? But what we do is we show up. And do you want to explain what we do there? Because I'll have a little
story. So it's women, first of all. It's all women. And Celebration Friday, I kind of went, well, when you said it's networking, because I often say it's not networking. The truth is, it is an event on Zoom. Women come into the room and everybody gets to celebrate something that's gone right in their week and declare what they're going to celebrate next week, which is a powerful rhythm. That's the other kind of piece of this, is celebrating in advance and the power that that has to raise your vibration and raise your outlook along the way, right?
Yes. And the reason why I like to emphasize that it's networking is because it started off with the intention, but we don't go around the room networking our business, but so much business has came out of it.
Oh, for
when
sure.
When we celebrate together and when we declare what's happening week after week after week, the amount, the way we get to know people and who they are and where their heart is and what their mission is and what they're doing every day, not what they're talking about.
Right.
What they're doing.
Right.
Not what they show up and say, but on social media or on their newsletters, but what they've done. And when you are in a group of room with a woman and women, group of women like that, anybody, but well, this is particular ones, women, and tap into that, you get to know people so well.
Right.
And therefore so much happens between.
So many collaborations have come out of that event. So many. You know, I think of, we have two friends. I'm going to tell this story real quick because I really want to give a shout out to these two women who met at Celebration Friday and who showed up every week for a long time, hearing each other's celebrations and hearing what they did. And one, the two women are Fran Carr and Grace Terry. And Fran Carr is a remarkable woman who is the editor of a newspaper in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. And she lives in Ohio about three quarters of the time. She goes to South Dakota a lot, but her actual home is in Ohio. And Grace lives in Florida. And Grace has written lots of books. She's a very good writer and an author. She's also an intuitive, and she does, she's a grief companion and expert. She's just remarkable. She has a huge background. Well, they met and Fran mentioned that she needed writers for the newspaper. And she and Grace ended up having a conversation about it. Grace not only writes for the West River Eagle in Eagle Butte, South Dakota now, she writes for another South Dakota newspaper as well. And back in 2021, I think, they were recognized with a statewide journalism reward for a 6-article series about the Indian boarding schools. And Grace wrote 4 of those 6 articles. And, you know, the power of consciousness raising, the power of reaching out and doing good in the world, that those two women who met at a little Friday Zoom that's there to celebrate and not to network in the way that most people think of building a business kind of networking, and look at the power of what has happened. And then as a result of that award-winning journalism and a result of the ongoing amazing job that Grace does writing, her writing got picked up by another newspaper. And so just, you know, so many stories like that where people's beautiful souls come together in celebration and they find some new connection. It's just, so that connection is what it is, right? When we say networking, people think, oh, I'm going to show up and talk about what I do and try to sell something, right? But what this really is connection born of celebration. And that's our point for today, right? Is this power of celebration is so big.
Yeah. And I have seen where, you know, on sometimes I'm showing up to share my celebrations. And sometimes I show up and I can't think of a one. And by the time I tap in and tune into the frequency of others celebrating, I have a list of what I have to celebrate.
Yes.
And it's just literally, you can start the call and be like, there's nothing to celebrate. And then by the end of the call, you're like, girls, I got all kinds of things to talk about.
Absolutely. That's so true. And you said it. It's by showing up willing to celebrate first and showing up, tuning into other people's celebrations, because that's a big piece right there. You know, so this power of celebration we're talking about, this habit, this practice, this cultivating celebration as a practice, part of that is not just always thinking yourself, oh, how can I celebrate? Part of it is always tuning into the energy and the excitement and the frequency that other people are sharing when they're celebrating something. And it doesn't have to be at an event like what we're talking about. We obviously have cultivated this event specifically to cultivate celebration, but I'm talking about in daily life, Like, we're not saying you need to go join some event. We're saying walk through life. And if you notice somebody else celebrating, dial into the feeling tone of that with them. You know, we've talked before about amplification. Amplify them for celebrating. Say, wow, I love hearing you celebrate. It makes me feel good to hear your celebration. Like, you know, really just be there in it. And dialing into the feeling tone of other people's celebration is at least 50% of the power of this celebration technique, right?
100%. And Abraham Hicks says that go to the easiest accessible thing. When you are like, you can't find anything to make you feel better or anything to make you tap in, go to the easiest thing, what's accessible to you in that very moment. And for me, that, and I've been seeing this play out. And for me, I've been noticing that often it is someone else's celebration. Mm-hmm. It is something about someone else that's right there because it's easy to do, right? It has nothing to do with me. And then right. Also often the easiest thing to get on the bandwagon with, if I'm here in this room and I'm looking around and I'm right now sitting in a room that most all the furniture is moved out of, I look up and I can find, I'm like, wow, I love the way the light comes through that window. It really brightens my face. And then I start, and then it just kind of, it just really takes me that level. And then the next, and then for each one, it raises me. And it's not just for the moment. I feel better for a while after that.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing that's why celebration came up as a topic for Frequency 500, because wherever you are on the map of consciousness scale, right, from 0 to 1,000, wherever you are in that, if you go from where you are to celebrating, you've moved up.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you start. Start at 40 or start at 500 or start at 750. If you start somewhere and moved from there to there and celebrating, you've moved up, right? This is a powerful technique.
Yeah. I have a personal example that just happened, which was I have been in a, like, I've noticed myself having feelings that I don't often feel, that kind of resemble a little bit of anger or frustration at a couple different people in my life. And normally I let that stuff go so easy that it doesn't even affect me. And I kept asking, why am I holding on to this? Like, I don't hold on to this kind of thing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, well, it wasn't all of a sudden, but it felt like all of a sudden I thought, I'm going to celebrate, except I didn't use that word. I said, I'm going to acknowledge the version of me that wants to hold on to this. And when I acknowledged that and said, you know what, it's okay. Then I started to celebrate her. You came out. I've been resisting and putting away and shaming the version of me that was frustrated and irritated. And then I literally said, welcome, come on in. And I started up. And then I was celebrating her. And then guess what? I'm not even like together, that version of me along with this version of me combined. And I don't even know. I don't even remember why I was so mad. I mean, I remember, don't get me wrong, but but I don't have the same emotional tones anymore.
Right. There's no trigger to it anymore.
Right. Right. And it took me to acknowledge first and then to celebrate that version of me that I've been shaming and blaming to get away from.
Right. 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 You're so wise, Brooke. Such an awareness, right? I mean, really and truly. But that's where all transformation starts, right? Is with an awareness. We can't change something we're not aware of.
Absolutely. And so, another one happened to me yesterday when I was talking to you about a celebration, because you have a celebration that's coming, we're celebrating.
I do have a celebration. So we were talking about it yesterday. Just this week, I completed a certification process for something called the Reset It program that it is so fabulous. It has, you know, I know how trite it sounds to say something changes your life, but this process for me, after 40 plus years of being a personal development junkie, has definitely upped my response game and changed everything, changed how I respond to everything. And so, you know, you have something in your life and in your business that's exciting. I just completed a program that's a certification in how to teach other people how to do this amazing thing, right? And what was my first thing? My first instinct, Brooke, was not, oh, I need to go make an announcement about this. My first instinct was, hey, y'all, come celebrate with me, right? Because that is the extent that celebration has become an integrated practice for me. Mm. It's like my first instinct when I had this game-changing thing. It's a game changer in my business. It was already a game changer in my life. Now it's about to be a game changer in my business. And my first instinct was like, y'all, I got a celebration. Who wants in? You know?
And it's interesting that you say that that was your first instinct, was to go celebrate. Because I must have, because we're so tuned into each other.
Yeah.
You know? And so I must have felt it, because I had a very strong desire to celebrate that with you. And so I remember leaving you Marco Polo to talk about how happy I am for you in this. And when I said it, more and more kept picking out, like, I love the how bright you are when you talk about it. And it just kept rolling out because it's all so true. And so it was, I guess, the you inviting that in that got me to run outside and say, I want to make sure she knows that I'm here in celebration with her.
Yeah. And, you know, that's such a great example because, okay, so let's break this down. And what we're talking about is this as an object lesson in this celebration practice. So I had something good and I could have just like announced it to the world, but instead I made it a celebration. I invited other people into my celebration, right? And you felt that. So first of all, the instinct to celebrate things is like, it's one way to drop the pebble in the pond and watch the ripples go, right? So you were on the front line of the ripples, right? Yeah. Of my celebration energy, right? So that's one thing. That's what I mean when I say celebration is the gift you give others. When you celebrate how you feel excited about something and how you feel grateful and you feel all these good feels, when you share that in a way that other people can pick up on it, that's the gift you're giving them by dropping your pebble in the pond and letting the ripples go, right? Mm. And then what you did, Brooke, was you were open to the ripples. You brought in, you were tuned in to the feeling tone of that celebration. You shared it and amplified it back. And me being open to your amplification, that's the gift I give myself.
Mm.
Right? And yeah. You amplifying back is the gift you give back to me. So that's the whole formula right there for this practice we're talking about of celebration. It's like, what can you celebrate of your own and drop the pebble in the pond? When others celebrate, what can you reflect back to them of their own celebration and share that energy back? How can you dial into their feeling tone and then amplify it back to them? And, you know, this is a mushroom effect.
100%.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is why celebration is such a great topic for Frequency 500. I just love this idea. And just think, you know, we talk about Frequency 500, Brooke. It's a mission, and our mission is to create a movement of people living at love or above, right?
Yep.
And so, like, celebration, just imagine everybody who ever listens to this podcast walking away from it, dropping a celebration pebble in the pond, being open to hear other people's celebrations and amplify them back and walk through life that way. Man, this is love or above is getting multiplied right here.
Absolutely. And just you saying this and us in the tone of this leading, I mean, like us talking about it, I feel like I have about 2 or 3 more hours with the stuff I want to talk about. I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine if, and it's so true. Like, let's next time someone catches a news clip, they look for the celebration and something in it.
Ooh, right? Yes.
Ooh, yes. It could be celebration of opportunity that they see because it looks like there is no opportunity. Oh my gosh, we could keep going and going and going on this one.
Well, it's so important though, Brooke, for you to say that, because it's often the things that aren't the easiest to celebrate. Like, it was easy for me to celebrate being a certified teacher at Reset It. That's obvious, right? Mm-hmm. But it's those times when some, and I don't listen to the news a lot, but it's those times when you hear something on the news that kind of makes you go, ooh. And I'm not saying don't listen to the news. That's what you do. I mean, that could be somebody's job, you know, I mean, whatever. So I'm just saying you could, it's the challenging times when having right. this practice is, you know, it really supports you.
Yeah, it does. That's
important to hear and to remember. So thank
you. Maybe we can wrap up with asking, what are you celebrating today?
Yes.
What can you celebrate today? And may you find celebration in your day, regardless of what you're going through and where you are.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm. All right. Well, there you have
it. Thank you, Lynn. I'm going to be continuing this celebration with you and with all of us now. We've shared it with the world.
Yep. Here we go. Buckle up, people. It's going to be awesome.